whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, jumping on with me right now is Washington cornerback Mike Sanristil. Mikey Sanristil is with us. It's good to have you with me. We'll talk about the season that you've had and the game coming up on Sunday night in Tampa. But before we get to that, do I need to remind you what happened exactly 1 year ago tonight?
You know what? I'll let you go ahead and remind me.
You don't know what happened 1 year ago tonight in Houston, Texas.
I've been saying it all day. I actually have been saying it all day. National championship, man. National championship. We brought one back to Ann Arbor. We got the job done. You know, guys came back, said we wanted to win a national championship. We did exactly that. And I know you want me to say what I did. I don't want to speak on myself.
No. I just wanted to make sure you knew that it was the one-year anniversary of Michigan pounding Washington in the national championship game, 34-13. You did have, you led the team in tackles. You had an 81-yard interception return in the fourth quarter. You were phenomenal in the football game. But no, it was funny because the way you answered it, I was thinking, oh my God, he actually doesn't remember what happened.
I remember. It was, listen, I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life.
Are you on a group text thread, or have you talked to Coach Harbaugh or anybody today? Is there any way of you guys remembering it together?
No, actually, no one. That's funny you mentioned that. I might actually, when we get off of work, I might just send a mass text out saying happy anniversary, fellas. We did it a year ago.
What was bigger last year, beating Ohio State again or winning the national championship?
Beating Ohio State is always... is always, you know, the biggest thing for us. Honestly, I think, like, the regular season is almost, like, that's our full course meal. And then bowl game, Big Ten championship, and that, you know, that's our dessert. National championship is the cherry on top to finish it off.
You know, Mikey, that's so crazy because I think people just... the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry is, you could argue, the number one rivalry in sports, certainly in North American sports. And we're watching it sort of play out now with Ohio State, right? They lose to Michigan for a fourth straight year, Thanksgiving weekend, and they're on the verge, potentially, of winning a national championship. And yet, a lot of Ohio State fans would probably... tell you, no, I'd rather go back and trade where we are now for a win over Michigan. It's crazy.
Yeah, the rivalry is taken that serious by both sides. I think, you know, kind of like, I agree with their fans. This the first and last time I may ever agree with their fans. But they didn't beat us. Whatever they do the rest of the year is, you know, that's what they do. But they didn't beat us, so we won in our book. Unfortunately for them, they didn't win. So, you know, if they go on to win a national championship or whatever, then, you know, hats off to them. But at the end of the day, they still lost to Michigan.
One more on that. Are you rooting against them?
I'm not rooting for. I'm not rooting against. I'm kind of just, you know, my team's not in. I'm kind of just watching the playoffs as they go. I have friends almost on every team that is out there playing. So, you know, I'm rooting for my individual friends. I'm not rooting for no schools or anything like that.
All right, let's talk about the team you're on now. When you got here, or when you were drafted, Nick Saban called you the best pound-for-pound football player in the draft, and you have had yourself quite the rookie season. Maybe not exactly the way you thought it would play out, playing much more as an outside corner, but you have been impressive, and now you get a chance to continue in the playoffs beginning Sunday night in Tampa. Before we get to the matchup Sunday night, is there a moment for you this season, maybe it was training camp, maybe it was a preseason game, maybe it was some point during the regular season, where you realized that you belonged out there and that you could have success right away?
You know, I think it would just be probably during training camp, because, like, you know, and it wasn't like a practice or anything specific. It was really just from a conversation that I had with I had this conversation with probably like three to four different guys on the team, vets, just them telling me, like, you know, a lot of the game to come to you. If you weren't supposed to be here, you would have never got drafted. And just hearing that come from guys who have been doing this, guys who know what it looks like to be successful in this league, I think that was very reassuring for me and just allowed me to go out there and just be myself. And I think when you have vets who care about you, who want to see you do well, it allows you to come in as a young guy and thrive at the, you know, at the highest level that is.
Who was it who said it to you?
Two of the guys. One was Bobby Wagner, and then the other was Tyler Biadasz. Just, you know, Tyler's my locker mate. Bobby's the vet of the defense. But just, you know, talking to those two guys, like I mentioned, you know, they both had tons of success in this league. Bobby's going to go off to be in the Hall of Fame, and, you know, when his career is said and done. And, you know, Tyler's been, you know, I believe one of the better centers in the league for some time now. So just being able to get their perspective on certain things and just hear them, hear their process, hear how they had success, hear what they did to put themselves in the positions that they're in, and just hearing who they seek, you know, help from, and just what they've done pretty much just to be where they are, definitely, you know, benefited me a whole bunch. And we have a great group of vets here on this team. There's, you know, many other names I could give you as to why, you know, a lot of us younger guys are, you know, having success simply because of who we're around and just being able to watch what they do on a daily basis.
That's really interesting. I actually was going to ask you about a specific game. Not that that was the moment, but you had had some really good plays and even some good games. But I thought that Philly game on Thursday night, when you got matched up against A.J. Brown a bunch, you got matched up against Devontae Smith, they tried to double move you a couple of times. You were right there. You had some big time, you know, pass breakups. I thought that was the night for maybe a lot of fans that we sat back and said, man, they got it right with this dude. Did you feel that way about that particular game?
I think it was just more so like, one, it's a Thursday night game. It's a primetime game. You know, when you kind of have those all eyes on me moments.
Yeah.
Where it's either you play really well or you don't play well. And, you know, for me, I was going to make the decision to play well. I think that week of practice was, you know, we had a really great week of practice. Coach gave us all the keys. He gave us all the tools we needed to go out there and execute. And, you know, my job was just to, you know, play within the game plan and make the plays that come to me. Don't give up any deep shots. Don't get beat over the top. Play discipline, have great eye discipline, tackle well. So it was going out there and executing at a high level, doing whatever I can to help the team win. Unfortunately, we didn't win that game, but, I played a good game, and I think it was a game for me to learn a lot about who I am, what I'm capable of doing. And how could I build from that game moving forward, you know, going into the rest of the season?
What's been the biggest adjustment from Michigan and the Big Ten to the NFL?
To be honest with you, I don't think there's been a very big adjustment period for me, because Coach Harbaugh did a phenomenal job with us and how he ran, you know, the program at Michigan. And it prepared us, you know, he prepared me to be where I am at the moment. And then coming here, being with Coach Quinn, he's allowed me and, you know, all the other rookies, and just this team in general, like the culture he's built here, the culture that the vets have built here, the culture that we've built here as a team, it was a pretty easy transition going from Michigan to here. So I don't think I really dealt with anything that I had to sit back and be like, oh, man, this is so much different. But I think I have a lot more time on my hands. I would say that I don't have class. It's just football and then go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How was it to sort of adjust to kind of, I think, for all intents and purposes, much of the year playing maybe unexpectedly as the team's number one outside corner?
You know, the way I approach it is just, you know, wherever you're needed, wherever coach asks you to play, go play it and do your best job. If, you know, coach wants me to play outside, I'll play outside. If coach wants me to play inside, I'll play inside. I don't think it's a, there's no much, there's not really, you know, a lot of long talk behind it. It's, you know, Mikey, we need you to do this. All right, Mikey, go do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll play wherever coach needs me to, and I'm going to make sure I ask questions to help myself. I'm going to make sure I, you know, take the proper notes. If there's anything that confuses me, I'll, you know, do the film study. I'll ask coach, hey, coach, this has been on my mind about this specific package, this specific play, this specific look. Can you help me? Can you give me, you know, your insight on how to do this or that? Like, just making sure I'm prepared to execute wherever I am on the field.
You know, he said at one point, and I think Joe Witt Jr. said it this also, that the preference, they love you, as you know, but the preference, you know, long term would be for you to play inside, but you're doing such a great job and it's out of necessity for what the team needs now. But do you agree with them that your best position would be as a slot corner?
I think if, you know, if I'm able to continue making plays outside, you know, stay outside. If they need me to go back inside and I'm making plays inside, keep me inside. As long as, you know, I'm in a position where I can help this team win, it doesn't matter to me where you put me, because I'm going to focus on being a difference maker, playing within the defense, and just executing my 111th.
All right, let's talk about Sunday night. What's the number one key defensively against the Bucks?
I would say just stop the run, you know, stop the run, limit the shots, and just get the ball back to our offense.
Challenge of potentially covering Mike Evans for part of the night.
So, you know, I look forward to it. Mike Evans is going to be a Hall of Fame receiver. You know, he's going into another, or he's currently in another season, reaching 1,000 yards. You know, his name is what it is for a reason. You know, he's built that for himself. But, you know, I'm super excited to get out there and battle with my guys against him and his guys.
What kind of difference does it make having Marshawn out there with you guys?
Just having another elite competitor out there, a guy who's going to, you know, fight, scratch, claw, do whatever it takes to win. He has that dog mindset, and, you know, he's been one of the better corners in this league for some time now, so just having him out there, knowing that there's another guy out there who's going to go out there and, you know, take care of his job. I think, you know, that's what he brings, and he brings that mindset. He brings that, you know, that attitude, and it's great to have him on this team. And, you know, as a rookie, it's great to have him as one of my vets.
Does he look healthy? Does he look ready to go?
Yeah, for sure.
You were a part of a winning culture in college. We've heard a lot about the culture that Dan Quinn and his staff, Adam Peters' front office, you know, have brought to this franchise. For those of us, Mikey, who have never been in a college or NFL locker room, what does good culture mean?
I think a good culture means if your coach was to take a week vacation and let the players run everything, that there would be no drop-off. And I think during my time at Michigan, specifically this past season, those games where Coach Harbaugh was suspended showed the ultimate sign of what culture was, because you take away our head coach during the most crucial parts of our season, the last three games of our season and the first four games of our season. And for us to go out there and dominate the way we did wasn't just because, you know, whatever people out there were saying. It was because as a unit, all we needed was ourselves. All we needed was each other. The only voices that mattered was ours. And we were able to uplift each other during those times, and go out there and, you know, be ourselves and play how we played because we had each other. And I think here with the Commanders, we have that brotherhood. We have each other. We have the bond. We've built that bond in the offseason. We've seen what all of us are capable of doing together. We know the work that we all put in. And when you see that from each other every single day, it's, you know, it's no rocket science why you're able to go out there and win football games.
Really good answer. Last one, I promise. The NFL is as much about the quarterback as it is any other position, more so. How good is yours?
He'll be one of the better quarterbacks potentially the best quarterback in the NFL very soon. Jaden's phenomenal. I love that. I'm on the same team as him. And, you know, we have a star in our quarterback position.
Really enjoyed this. Thank you so much. Best of luck Sunday night in Tampa. Thanks, Mikey. Take care.
Thank you, Kev. Appreciate you.
That was Mikey Sanders, still recorded that yesterday. So the 1 year ago tonight was last night when Michigan won the national championship. He was excellent. Really, really composed, poised, young guy. We've seen it all year on the field and off of it. And by the way, he was voted just moments ago as the Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Week. He had an excellent game Sunday against the Cowboys. Marshawn Lattimore practiced yesterday. It was a full go. That's encouraging. I think it's critical for Washington that Marshawn Lattimore be on the field. Can they win without Marshawn Lattimore being on the field 100%? They can, but they'll have to do it with the offense. They're going to have to do it with the offense even with Lattimore on the field, but they've just got a much better chance defensively with Marshawn Lattimore out there opposite Mikey Sanristil. All right, when we come back, we'll finish up our AFC playoff 1-7 countdown, and then Scott Van Pelt, who was on my podcast yesterday, will jump on and we'll focus on sort of the college football discussion of the two playoff games with Scott. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.